Connecting IoT devices is key to IoT scenarios, and you don't always have a Wi-Fi or wired network connection. You sometimes have a device that is roaming, so how about cellular? Nick Chen from the Azure Sphere team is here to not only tell us about how to secure an Azure Sphere device when going through cellular connectivity, but also comes with a little demo.
Here you go. I'm going to show you how to get your Azure Sphere device onto the internet through cellular.
And that's today on the IoT Show. You're watching the IoT Show. Molly Vieh, your host, and today I'm joined by Nick Chen from the Azure Sphere team to talk about cellular connectivity for Azure Sphere. Nick, thanks for joining the show today. How are you?
Hi, Olivier. Doing well.
So, Nick, tell us, where are you calling from?
Calling in from Cambridge in the UK. Pretty far from most of the folks in Microsoft.
So, is part of the Azure Sphere team actually down there in Cambridge, UK, developing Azure Sphere OS and others? What's going on there?
Yeah, we actually have a sizable team out in Cambridge here. Primarily, the engineers working on the team in Cambridge work on our tooling. So, all of the command line tools for Azure Sphere and also our code samples come out of Cambridge as well.
I see. So before we jump into the topic, tell us a bit about yourself. So how long have you been with the Azure Sphere team? What's your background? And then how does it relate to the cellular connectivity that we're going to chat about?
So I've been on the Azure Sphere team fairly long, actually. I think I started in 2016. So I was one of the earlier members of the team. My background is actually in human-computer interaction. When I was in Microsoft Research, I built a lot of devices and worked a lot with hardware. And so kind of as my role in Azure Sphere evolved, I started doing kind of more hardware-focused things. And so now I manage our hardware ecosystem.
Nice. So before we jump into that topic of the connectivity, specifically around cellular connectivity with Azure Sphere, which is something new, let's have a little refresher for those who don't know what Azure Sphere is about. But like, I give you 20 seconds max for that one.
Well, so I think Azure Sphere, the way I tell the story for Azure Sphere is that it's a platform to help people create secure IoT devices where Microsoft takes care of a lot of the complexity of kind of creating a secure device, so which frees up our customers to build their solutions, their applications on top of what kind of Microsoft's core technology. So they don't have to really worry about a lot of the low-level details and can focus on creating kind of the adding their secret sauce to their devices.
I see. Nice. So let's talk about cellular connectivity. We had some announcements recently. So what's going on that side? Azure Sphere historically actually was whether Wi-Fi. So what's going on that side of the connectivity story?
Well, I think Azure Sphere kind of natively and currently only still supports Ethernet and Wi-Fi. But what our partners have figured out is that it's possible to use that existing Wi-Fi and Ethernet connection and pair it with a cellular modem, and then give the device the ability to connect to the internet through the cellular network. So it's really using kind of what's already out of the box kind of available in Azure Sphere today, but kind of often for many of our partners, they're packaging up into a kind of a more easy to use format for customers.
I see. And how's it different from, do you get an IP address from Ethernet? But what's the big deal here? Why would you need to have cellular connectivity? And what's different from the other types of connectivity?
Well, so the really nice thing about kind of the way that we do cellular with Azure Sphere right now is that it looks no different from the application's perspective, how it's getting onto the internet. From the OS's perspective and from the application running on the OS's perspective, it just looks like any other standard internet connection. In that respect, the customer app doesn't really need to have worry about cellular. It doesn't have to do anything. It kind of just has that internet connection. So that kind of simplifies application development. In terms of kind of the practical benefit of cellular, I think it definitely opens up a lot more scenarios. At least that's what we've seen so far. It opens up kind of the ability to kind of use devices where you might not necessarily have Wi-Fi. This might be because you're in a remote location, or it could also be because you're in a place where there is Wi-Fi, but IT or the owner of the premises or whatever, it doesn't want to kind of let whatever devices onto the network. And so kind of Cellular will help you sidestep that. So from experience point of view, it's a big change.
Yeah, and I guess with the development of the 5G networks, actually, we're going to see more and more scenarios where these devices stay connected. We know how good Wi-Fi roaming works, or accessing public hotspots and so on works. So for devices that are actually roaming, that are going around, that are attached to a vehicle or something like that, I do expect that indeed cellular would bring a lot. So we have tons of other, you know, questions or topic I want to dig into, but eventually, how about you show us what it looks like from a, you know, dev perspective and scenario perspective?
Well, so I think the really important thing to remember around Azure Cellular is that it's really kind of fairly kind of using the same kind of technology, so Wi-Fi or wired Ethernet connected through a device that allows it to kind of connect through a device to get onto the internet. And so I think for my demo, what I want to show is how somebody at home could basically kind of set up a similar architecture using kind of pieces they have lying around. So I'm going to go ahead and switch over to kind of my demo setup right here. I have my phone here, and what I have right now is I've set it up to be kind of be a Wi-Fi hotspot. And you can see that my hotspot is kind of called phone hotspot, and it's got kind of your standard WPA security. And then on the side here, I have my Azure development board that's connected through the phone to the internet. And so then if I go to my console, you can see that the device is actually connected to the phone with the SSID right there. And just to prove that everything is connected and linked through to the internet, you can see that if I push the button a few times, the counter's going up, and if I press the button to clear it, it goes down. And so kind of there's an end-to-end connection between the board and the cloud.
What are the different options available today? I think there's been some announcements, but besides that, what are the architectural infrastructures you could put in place to do that?
Absolutely. So the demo I just showed really kind of just is there to illustrate what's going on behind the scenes, what's happening architecturally between Azure Sphere and kind of the routing device, the thing that gets Azure Sphere onto the internet. What we're seeing out in our kind of hardware ecosystem is people building kind of a range of devices for kind of doing that kind of in a more integrated package. So what you have are partner devices that are just kind of fully built out devices that can connect over cellular. So on the inside would be an Azure Sphere chip, as well as a cellular connectivity. It might not be using Wi-Fi to connect the two sides, but it might be using a cable to connect the two sides, or even tracks on a circuit board to connect the two sides. But then from the end user experience, it's just the kind of the integrated box. We also are seeing availability of cellular modules that allow people to kind of put on their own custom sensors, controls, displays, and then that cellular module has the Azure Sphere part as well as the cellular part combined in one unit, but allows for people to customize. And then, of course, I think with our blog post and white paper, we actually explain how people can roll their own, right? If you're really adventurous, if you have a special use case, it's possible to take an Azure Sphere chip, pick your own kind of routing solution, and combine it with a cellular modem, and then assemble that together, and then you'll have the ability for an Azure Sphere device to connect to the internet.
Interesting. So that's actually the three options you just described. At the end of the day, it's the same underlying technologies, right? Azure Sphere on one side gets an IP address basically, and then is able to establish a TCP connection. Why would you actually want to do that with Azure Sphere? What is Azure Sphere adding to the scenario of connecting an IoT device to the internet through a cellular connection?
Right. So the main thing about kind of why you would still want Azure Sphere kind of paired with a cellular solution is that Azure Sphere kind of provides a lot of really convenient features for folks building IoT devices. For example, things like having a unique device ID pre-provision on the chip, right? So this is something that customers don't need to do themselves. Certificate-based authentication. If you wanted to roll that yourself, you could do that, but it requires quite a lot of setup on both the cloud side as well as the device side. Azure Sphere takes care of all of that. And so by pairing Azure Sphere with cellular, you're getting all those advantages and then you have the ability to kind of connect to the internet through cellular, which opens up the doors for many kind of scenarios, which I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, and I was really thinking mainly about the what we call the brownfield scenarios, right? Where you have a device like an elevator, you want to connect it, and you have this notion, I guess, of these devices you can add, Azure Sphere plus network plus cellular connectivity that makes that elevator, in my case, connected, and. So that definitely makes sense, adding that level of security on top, the provisioning and so on, taken care by the Azure Sphere service, security service, right? However, these solutions, they do introduce hardware that goes beyond. So Azure Sphere has the handle in terms of security on the Azure Sphere board, right? And the dual cores and so on. But now we are adding a piece of hardware. So what are the security implications there? What do developers have to take care of or pay attention to make sure that the whole thing is secured?
Yes, I'm so happy you brought that up, because that is kind of a potential gap with this type of architecture. If you think about it, what's going on is Azure Sphere is connecting through this intermediary before it's getting onto the internet and then to the Azure cloud. And so the cellular piece, the router, and as well as the cellular modem, that part sits outside of Azure Sphere. And so Azure Sphere is unaware that it's there. And so it's unable to guard that part of the system, right? So if somebody were to manage to compromise your modem or compromise that router sitting between Azure Sphere and the internet, you would potentially have kind of a security problem there. They could potentially take over that modem or that router and use it to, do a denial of service attack, or maybe they take it down, and then you're not able to get your software updates and your device can't send telemetry. So it's really, really critical that anybody kind of building one of these solutions really kind of take care to understand what this piece in the middle looks like. It's really important to, if this is something that, that a customer or a person building, designing a device is feels like they don't have the right expertise to evaluate that, it's really important to work with trusted partners who can help them understand, that the device in the middle, this router and the modem, are properly secured, are updated, security holes are patched on a regular basis, and to ask those questions to make sure that, the end-to-end system is secure. Because, sure, the Azure Sphere part of the device, that's going to be secure, and the coffee maker or the elevator hanging off behind Azure Sphere, that's going to be secure. But that might not be kind of enough. If your connection's interrupted, you're not able to send data to the cloud, that might be kind of a risk to the business. And that's something for designers and kind of developers to consider.
Yeah, I see. And I guess because there's going to be also a partnership with a provider, right? Because that's net cellular connectivity will go and certainly be built by a provider. They have their level of security as well in terms of authenticating the devices and so on that connect to their networks. There's going to be implications there as well as, I guess, in terms of working with these partners. But is there a way, recommendations for our developers out there to really assess the risks that you just mentioned, right? You mentioned some of them, but is there a document or something that they can go through so that they can really defend against these various risks and threats that the cellular connectivity option brings to the solution?
You're absolutely right. There is a resource that we have. We created a white paper that we posted online, and this basically outlines the architecture of Azure Sphere devices connecting over a cellular network, and calls out some of the risks that that implementers or deployers of these types of devices should be aware of or should take into consideration. But of course, the hardware details and the details of the network, obviously you'll need to talk to the mobile network operator and the provider of the hardware to really kind of understand what mitigations they've taken to kind of reduce the risk.
Makes sense. And actually, we have a link that popped up down there that is about a blog post that kind of sums up all what we're talking about, that includes pointers to that white paper. Before we actually hand over to we end this one, I have a few questions I still want to ask you. So talking about these ISPs and other access providers for cellular, what's the provisioning story looking like? So provisioning a device now becomes something, you know, that is about, you know, setting up its credentials for connecting to a network and then connecting to a cloud resources like Azure or whatnot. In the case of Azure Sphere, you also have the notion of that device being paired to a tenant in the Azure Sphere security service. So how is that provisioning story looking like or will look like, you know, as a customer eventually would like to have something which is pretty much turnkey, but now I also have to provision a SIM card, or what's the idea there?
Yeah, so that's a really good point. You know, I think when we're talking just about kind of consumer IoT, you know, you might have people just setting up their own devices at home. But when you're talking about kind of more industrial enterprise uses of IoT, what we're seeing is that you have customers that are deploying kind of maybe tens, hundreds, maybe even thousands of devices. And then that work to kind of set up the network and kind of get it online. And then, you know, if, you know, something happens, reconfiguring that device, that becomes starts to become a burden. And so actually, this is why we're really excited about kind of Azure Sphere with cellular, because it means that you can ship a customer a device or whoever's going to be using that device a device that has a SIM card that's pre-provisioned if you're working with an operator, and then they can and the customer who receives that device can immediately take that device out of the box, and then it's already connected to the network.
Yeah, I love that. So, Nick, I think we covered pretty much like all the ground we want to cover today. We're going to bring up that link back here for people to go read more on that blog post. And in a nutshell, what I'm understanding is that, well, cellular connectivity is an option for Azure Sphere devices. You need to take care of the security still of that additional hardware, and you have several architectures you can implement all the way from prepackaged from our partners and various parties out there, all the way down to build your own, you know, if you are in the mood of creating your own device end-to-end, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think just to be pedantic, it's the same architecture, but kind of different varieties of that, different variations of that same architecture.
Great. And well, so Nick, as for all the Azure Sphere IoT show episodes, we like to finish with stay safe and secure. Azure Sphere will help you with that. Thanks a lot for joining from Cambridge, Nick. Hope to see
Thank you
soon
very much.
On the IoT show. And everyone, do not forget to subscribe, get the notifications, tell us how we did on this IoT show episode, and looking forward to see you for more.